have been split evenly, two wins apiece through the first four in this series, as the Threshers look to create some breathing room and try to get their share of first place back. Currently tied with the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 20-11 in first place in the FSL West. The Clearwater Threshers look for a win to cement their status as the best team in the Florida State League. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, live from above Steinbrenner Field here in Tampa. My name is Josh Sperber. Threshers and Tarpons have the first of two straight morning games, our regular Sunday morning affair, and then that is after tonight. Clearwater Threshers at 20-11, 11-8 on the road, winners of Thursday's game against the Tarpons by a 5-4 margin. And no team has won consecutive games yet in this series. The Threshers are looking to change that. Caden Hediger is the leadoff man for the Threshers. He is doing the catching. He steps into the box against Tommy Canely, rehabbing from the New York Yankees for the second time this week. He had a scoreless outing a couple nights ago in the second game of this series, in a game that the Tarpons won 9-8. Caden Hediger fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1, and we're underway here at Steinbrenner Field. Got a bunch of schools in town, so a lot of kids here for today's action. A noon start for each of the next two games, and we've got afternoon baseball for you all weekend long. Fastball from Canely missing outside. It's a 1-1 count to Hayden Hediger. Catcher doing the leadoff work for the third time this season. And now the 1-1. This one hit on the ground, back up the middle to Canely. Picked it up on a couple of hops, sends it to first in time for the first out in the inning. So Tommy Canely involved in the first out of the game on his rehab assignment. Now let's take a look at the Clearwater Threshers. Caden Hediger, the leadoff man, just grounded out back to the pitcher. Now Aiden Miller is at bat for the Clearwater Threshers, hitting second. Keaton Anthony on deck, and the cleanup man Jordan Viers in the hole. Canely to Miller for the first time tonight. Breaking ball dives in there for a called strike at the knees, 0-1. After Viers, it's Devin Saltabon hitting fifth for the Threshers. Jared Thomas hitting sixth. Bryson Ware seventh. Raylan Heredia eighth, and Avery Owusu-Asidu ninth, as the slider from Canely misses outside to Miller, one ball and one strike. Canely making his second spot start. It should only be one inning of work. Cade Smith piggybacked off of him on Wednesday and allowed six runs. Miller takes another slider for a called strike outside corner to make it 1-2. Miller struck out against Canely on Wednesday's loss. After that, three extra base hits, a career high in a game, including his third homer of the year. This one's a high chopper up the middle, picked up in the backhand side by Arias. He sends it to first base, and Hasso makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So Miller grounding out to second base, and now we'll take a look at the defense for the Tampa Tarpons as Keaton Anthony comes up to the plate for the Threshers with two outs in a scoreless top of the first inning. Dylan Hasso is at first base for Tampa. Roderick Arias at second. George Lombard Jr., first rounder by the Yankees in last year's draft, returning from the IL, is at short. And Hans Montero is at third base as Canely sends the slider outside for ball one to Anthony, caught by the catcher Manuel Palencia. In the outfield for the Tarpons, Kobe Morales playing his third different position of the week in left field. Willie Montero is in right field, and Jackson Castillo is in center. Breaking ball on the outside edge, called strike one to Anthony. It's a 1-1 count. And the umpiring crew for today's game, I'm so used to saying tonight on Saturday, Larry Pettis calling balls and strikes, and Zach Hovick out in the field. 1-1 to Anthony, breaking ball missing outside, and it's 1-2. Keaton Anthony, the first baseman, 22 years old, undrafted out of Iowa last year. 1-for-3 with a walk in his last game, 1-for-6 with two walks in his previous two games. He's reached base in each of his last three games since last week against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 1-2 to Anthony, slider well off the plate, and it's a 2-2 count from Tommy Canely. Started off last year the 16-game scoreless streak. One of the longest in Yankees history as he sent the slider outside to fill up the count at 3-2. Now he began most of last year on the injured list. Today, this year, doing the same thing. 3-2, the count to Anthony as Canely works his way back on his rehab assignment. Payoff pitch, fouled away, tipped off the glove of Palencia. And we do it again at 3-2. Anthony finishing a prestigious career over at Iowa. He had 44 doubles in his final two seasons. But what was even more impressive was the fact that he had 22 doubles in 2023. He also had 22 strikeouts for the Hawkeyes in 2023. Really well-disciplined hitter. And we're seeing that here, fouling off two-strike pitches with a full count against a longtime big league veteran in Tommy Canely. Tommy Canely has pitched for both New York teams. Rockies, this guy has just been around after initially picked by the Yankees in the fifth round of 2010. Swing and a miss by Anthony, and Canely has his third strikeout of the series. He has retired now all six batters that he has faced. Threshers go down in order in the top of the first inning, where scoreless as the Tarpons head up to the bat for the first time in the bottom of the first inning. That'll be up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Casey Stewart on the hill to start off the first inning for the Threshers. The Threshers starter begins the game with a 1-1 count to George Lombard Jr., the Yankees' first-round draft pick in the 2023 draft. Now the 1-1 from Stewart, slider missing outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Casey Stewart, 19th rounder out of Washburn University, the first Ichabod drafted since 2016. 2-1, slider outside, now it's 3-1 to Lombard Jr. Stewart, a four-pitch mix, fastball, sweeper, gyro, and a changeup, the heater, getting all the way up to 96 at points on the season as Lombard fouls off the fastball to fill up the count at 3-2. 5 appearances for Stewart, had 1 relief appearance at the start of the season against Bradenton, and since then he has been a starter for the Threshers. 4 starts, 2-1 record overall on the season. with an ERA of .84, just two earned runs allowed in 21 and a third innings. And George Lombard tips a breaking ball into the mitt of Caden Hediger for strike three. So an 0-1, wow, a one-out start to the inning in the first. And we'll take a look at the Tarpons offense. George Lombard down on strikes for Casey Stewart, 16th strikeout of the 2024 season to start the game. Now Roderick Arias swings and misses at the first pitch fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Arias is the second hitter, followed by Dylan Hasso hitting third and on deck, and Jackson Castillo, the cleanup man, in the hole. 0-1 to Arias, breaking ball missing inside, count evens at 1-1. Number five hitter behind Jackson Castillo is Willie Montero. Hans Montero, no relation, hits behind him in the sixth spot. Now the bunt pulled back by Arias as the changeup misses outside to make it 2-1 to the Tarpon second baseman. After Hans Montero is Kobe Morales, left fielder tonight. Thomas Frick behind him as the designated hitter. And Manuel Palencia, the catcher, is the number nine hitter for the Tarpons as Arias swings and misses at a gyro to make it 2-2. Stewart tied Washburn's single-season record in strikeouts last year, and here gets Arias to pop it up out to left field. Viers is there fighting the sun but making the catch for the second out in the first inning. So two quick outs for the Tarpons as we bring up the number three hitter in Dylan Hasso, reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. And we'll see the defense that is behind Casey Stewart in today's game. Stewart throwing to the catcher, Caden Hediger. Now here's the first pitch to Hasso. Breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, and it's an 0-1 count to the Tarpons' first baseman. At first base for the Threshers is Keaton Anthony with Devin Saltabon at second, Aiden Miller at third, at short, and Bryson Ware at third. Slider hits the outside corner to Hasso to make it 0-2. The outfield left to right for the Threshers, Jordan Viers in left, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Raylan Heredia in right field. Now the 0-2 to Hasso. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Casey Stewart with two strikeouts to bookend the first inning as the Threshers take down the Tarpons 1-2-3 to start off the ball game. First six batters have been erased. Each team goes down 1-2-3 in the first. Now we head to the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network in a scoreless ball game.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the second inning, Josh Gross, today's regularly scheduled starter following the Tommy Canely rehab, will pitch for the Tarpons after a scoreless inning from Canely. Jordan Viers greets him by fouling the first pitch over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side. 0-1 count to Viers to against Josh Gross, an 0-1-2 record with a 7.06 ERA on the season. 0-1 to Viers now is a curveball low to even the count at 1-1. Viers, 20-year-old third-round pick and in 2021 out of Rick Reedy High School. In his third game of the series, 2-for-7 with 2 doubles and 2 runs scored. He swings and misses at the fastball, and it's a 1-2 count to the Threshers left fielder. Viers has played some first base in his minor league tenure, but has played mostly in the corner outfield for the Threshers over the past two seasons. The 1-2, 2-2, as the breaking ball misses outside, despite the best efforts of Manuel Palencia to sell a strike three to the home plate umpire. So 2-2 now to Viers. Scoreless ball game in the top second. The pitch from Gross. High bouncer foul down the first baseline. And we stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Threshers changing up the base coaches this week. John Ryan Murphy, the player development instructor, coaching first. Michael Jones, the usual first base coach, is coaching third. Jordan Viers swings and misses at a high fastball, and that's the second strikeout of the day for Tarpon's pitching, as we have one out in the second inning. Now Devin Saltaban coming up to the plate, and the lefty shift moves to the righty shift for the right-handed hitting Saltaban. Infield playing back, Roderick Arias at second playing up the middle for Saltaban, and Dylan Hasso playing in at first base in case Saltaban surprises everyone with an off with a bunt or something the other way. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's an 0-2 count now to Devin Saltaban. Still scoreless here in the top of the second inning, as Gross sets and deals. Saltaban takes this the other way, right to the shifted Hasso, will take a short jog to the bag for the second out of the second inning. So two gone here in the top of the second inning. And that'll bring up Jared Thomas, one of the two rehab assignments here with the Threshers, the other being Josh Bortka, a pitcher. Thomas, a catcher by trade at the DH spot tonight. As he takes this the other way, hard rolling grounder to Lombard, backhand throw, and he makes the play at first base. And a nice play from short in a 1-2-3 second inning. So the Threshers have gone down in order the first two frames. They'll look to do the same to the Tarpons as they come to bat in the bottom of the second inning.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Tarpons went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first, and now the heart of their order up in the second inning against Casey Stewart and the Threshers. Scoreless so far, total of nine batters faced, total of nine batters retired as the bottom of the second starts off with a ball for a 1-0 count to Jackson Castillo. He is hit in the leadoff spot and now the cleanup spot. He's only been retired once, perfect from the plate in the second game of a doubleheader for Castillo. He was retired once in game one of that doubleheader and struck out in his last at bat in the seventh inning yesterday. Now the 1-1 misses upstairs to go 2-1 on the Tarpons' speedy center fielder. Left-hander, so the Threshers' infield is back with Devin Saltabon plugging the hole in the middle of first and second. Long fly ball out to left field. Fires on the run at the track. He's not going to get there. That ball's going to bounce to the wall, and Jackson Castillo will stand up at second base with a leadoff double. His second leadoff double of the series, and that's the first hit of the ball game as Castillo goes for extra bases to start off the second inning. That'll bring up Willie Montero, the right fielder for the Tarpons, who is coming up to the plate, hitting 189 with a 477 OPS so far this season. Right-hander against right-hander as Stewart deals. Fastball taken the other way to Saltabon. Diving play at second. He scoops it up and sends it to first base, robbing the Tarpons of definitely a hit and maybe a run on a second base dive. He knocked the ball into the dirt and just picked it back up and went to first base. Heck of a play by Devin Saltabon to make a highlight reel defensive play for the first out in the second inning. Now Hans Montero at the plate. No relation to Willie, but he starts off with a called strike, and it's 0-1. Man on second with one out as Stewart deals. Slider swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. So an 0-2 count, one out, and Castillo on second base. Devin Saltabon holding him on with a righty Hans Montero at the dish. Time called by Montero, and he'll step out of the batter's box. 0-2 the count. Threshers are one of the first games in the minor leagues to get started. Not a lot of morning games on Saturday, but we are underway here in the bottom of the second inning. Now the 0-2. Fastball just missing outside, and the count drops to 1-2. Castillo with a short leadoff of second base. And now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball missing low. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Castillo's lead lengthens. Parallel to the bases umpire Zach Hovick with a big leadoff of second. Now the 2-2. Fastball just missing outside, and the count runs full, but the pitch is challenged by Caden Hediger. Larry Pettis going to the booth, and it is confirmed, three balls and two strikes. Here comes the payoff. This is hit in the air, high out to center field. Owusu Wasidu going back, still back, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Easy tag up for Castillo. He'll stand at third with two outs after the fly ball to center field. Routine play for Owusu Wasidu, and now here's a runner on third with two outs for Kobe Morales. Morales has now played in both corner outfield spots and first base, two games at first and one at each corner outfield position. He's got a man on third with two gone here in the bottom second as a fastball darts to the inside corner for a called strike one. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball, low and in. One ball, one strike the count. Beautiful sunny day here in Tampa. A couple of clouds around the sky with a very light blue sky and a whole lot of sun. Just a gorgeous day here in Tampa. 1-1 curveball on the outside corner, and it's a beautiful pitch from Stewart to freeze Morales and bring the count down to 1-2. Now Stewart, a look over at third base before he sends the 1-2 offering. Sparked foul. That will go out of play down the left field line. And we stay at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, the count. Two outs in the pitch. Fastball tipped off the glove of Hediger will stay at 1-2. So 1-2 the count now. Stewart deals. Curveball hit in the air out to left field. Viers sprinting towards the foul line at the wall. That ball's going to go into the Threshers bullpen foul to keep the count at one ball and two strikes. Three straight pitches fouled away. And we stay at one ball and two strikes. Back to third base goes Jackson Castillo. He is there with two outs and no score on the board here in the second. The double that led off the second inning from Castillo was the first hit of today's ball game. 10 seconds on the pitch clock as Stewart sets. Now he deals the 1-2 again. Curveball called, strike three. A slider goes right over the plate, and Morales can't help but stare as Stewart ends the second inning with his second third strikeout of the game. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left, but we stay scoreless through two. Top of the third next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bryson Ware leading off the third inning for the Threshers. Josh Gross back out to the hill for the Tarpons in the top half of the third inning as the Threshers have a scoreless ball game on their hands. Bryson Ware pulls back the bunt on a slider, landing on the outside corner for a called strike one. And sliders are something that the Tarpons have been able to pitch as a staff with great effectiveness this season. 0-1 to Ware. Hard line drive slammed out to left field. Back goes the left fielder Morales, and it's over his head. That ball is going to bounce off the wall as Bryson Ware stands on second with a leadoff double. Leadoff double in the second, and now Bryson Ware answers with a leadoff two bagger of his own to start off the third. Jackson Castillo was stranded on second base. And Ware hoping that he can go further than that. So, Bryson Ware on second as Manuel Palencia comes out to meet with Josh Gross. Ranks fourth in the Florida State League with 29 swing and misses on sliders. As a team, the Tarpons lead in that category with 212. But with Tommy Canley pitching in game one, or in inning one of this game, I'm sure that stat has already increased in number. So one hit apiece now as the first potential go-ahead run for the Threshers aboard, and Raylan Heredia trying to be the guy who knocks him in. First pitch to Heredia is a slider on the outside corner for a called strike one. Heredia has hit in three times in 10 at-bats this season, two doubles and an RBI, 2-for-5 with two doubles in his last at-bat. He grounds one to third base. Ware looked back to second by Hans Montero. Throw not in time, and Ware is out at third on a delayed steal attempt after the throw to first, and it turns into a double play, and he can't believe it. Michael Jones at third doesn't like it, neither does Marty Malloy. He's going to come out and have a chat with the umpire, as that looked like a very close call. Without replay, that is a tough one to adjudicate from my end. But Marty Malloy trying to get things straight with Zach Hovick over at third. But it's a very improbable double play at this point for the Tarpons. And now the umpires will confer over at home plate. Is definitely a 6-3 ground out as Marty Malloy sticking up for his players as usual, making sure that his voice is heard, that he thought Ware was safe on third base. The umpires unfortunately don't agree, and the delayed run tactic does not work as Ware tagged out at third base. So two outs and the base is clear in the third inning. And now the first pitch slider to Avery Owusu-Asiedu is a called strike. It is a 6-3 ground out for Heredia, and it goes 6-3-5 on the twin killing. And the next pitch is a breaking ball that hits off the catcher. So a 1-1 count to Owusu-Asiedu. As the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, cleans off home plate. So one hit apiece. The Threshers, though, no longer stranding a runner aboard. Two outs here in the top of the third inning as Josh Gross gets some dirt to increase the grip on his hand. So 0-2 is the count to Owusu-Asiedu. Two outs in the third, still scoreless. As Josh Gross appears not cleaning up some dirt. Looks like he just cleaned up a divot on the mound. So an 0-2 count for Gross to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Now the pitch, taken the other way, but foul. It stays 0-2. 1-for-2 with an RBI double in his last game. He's played now all five games of this series, reaching base in each of the last three. He's 2 for his last 10 over his three-game on-base streak with a pair of RBIs. Swing and a miss on the slider there, and that will end the third inning on Gross's second strikeout. So after a leadoff double and a double play, Threshers are shown the minimum by Josh Gross, and we head to the bottom of the third, still scoreless on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal.
If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, still scoreless, one hit apiece, and now a 1-0 count to Tomas Frick, the designated hitter for the Tarpons. It'll be Frick, Palencia, and Lombard Jr. to start off the third, and now the 2-0 pitch misses outside for a called strike one. Frick, the designated hitter in tonight's game. OPS of 1015 with a 362 average on the season. This one hit in the air, foul down the left field line, and it's 2-2. Two-two count now to Frick. Leadoff batter in the bottom of the third inning. Each team with a leadoff double in their last inning at the plate. 2-2. Hit on a line. Base hit into left field. Just past the gloves of Ware and Miller over at third base. And that's the second hit of the game in leadoff fashion for the Tampa Tarpons as Tomas Frick continues a solid series against these Clearwater Threshers. Frick, two doubles and an RBI in Tampa's last win on Wednesday. And he had a home run in their first win of the series in game one of the doubleheader on Tuesday, a two-run shot. Now he is on first base. And Manuel Palencia is the catcher. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-0. So 1-0 count to Palencia. Frick, not a huge stealing threat at first, but can run as the fastball misses up and into Palencia, 2-0. So two catchers starting off the inning for the Tarpons. Frick listed as a catcher at the DH tonight. Manuel Palencia doing the catching for the second straight game. Frick is a short leadoff first. He's watched by Anthony, and the 2-0 pitch is a slider that gets away from Hediger, and it's 3-0. Now Stewart sets and deals. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Center cut listed more towards the outside of the plate on that last pitch from Stewart. And now it's a 3-1 count. He glances at first. The pitch hit in the air out to shallow right field. Heredia coming in on it, calling off the second baseman, Saltabon. He makes the catch for the first out in the third inning. Two hits to one in favor of the Tarpons. Still scoreless so far as George Lombard comes up to the plate for the second time as Casey Stewart begins his second trip around the Tarpons' batting order. Frick is on first base with one out for Lombard, who struck out swinging to start the game back in the first inning after drawing a full count. First pitch to Lombard Jr., breaking ball low, and it's a 1-0 count. George Lombard Jr., first round draft pick of the Yankees in 2023, has been injured for most of the year after a solid start to his 2024 season. Picked one pick after Aiden Miller in last year's draft as he takes a fastball outside to make it 2-0. In 2024, Lombard signed out of Gulliver Prep in Miami. Swings and misses there, 2-1, as the fastball gets by Lombard Jr. His father, also named George Lombard, was a former MLB player. Had 350 career at-bats in the majors and a 262 average in the minors as Lombard Jr. swings and misses to even the count at 2-2. Last played in the minor leagues with the Columbus Clippers. And in the majors, he played parts of six seasons in the Atlanta Braves organization. Now it's 2-2, slider outside, and it gets away from the catcher, not far enough to send Frick as he stays on first. He might go with a 3-2 count. One out in the inning, so they might want to, they might not want to send him on the payoff. They don't, but Lombard swings and misses, and that's strike three. Second time Lombard Jr.'s been down on strikes. Third K of the day for Stewart. And we have two outs in the third inning. That'll bring up Roderick Arias, 0 for 1 with a fly out to left field in his last at bat. And first pitch low, new baseball going to Stewart as Arias shakes off the 1-0 pitch. Fly out to Viers and left, back in the first inning. Frick on first, no designs of stealing with two outs here in the third. And the pitch hit on the bounce over to first, picked up by Anthony in fair territory as he steps on the bag and ends the third inning. Leadoff hit for the second straight frame, and for the second straight frame, the runner gets stranded. We stay scoreless here at Steinbrenner Field. Threshers 0, Tarpon 0. On to the fourth inning.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the Threshers order returns here in the top of the fourth inning. Caden Hediger facing his second pitcher of the day, Josh Gross, who sends a fastball by him for a called strike one. Still scoreless here in the top of the fourth inning. Each team with a leadoff double. The Tarpons added a leadoff single in the third inning as Hediger now awaits the 0-1. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. Caden Hediger, a switch-hitting catcher, picked in the 11th round of the 2023 draft, out of Sierra Canyon High School in California, best known for the attendance of LeBron James's son. Hediger lifts this one in the air, deep out to right field, and that's in between right and center, going off the wall. Hediger will round second. He'll head to third. That's balls dug out of the corner. He'll be waved around home as the ball's dropped by the cutoff man in the outfield, and Caden Hediger stands up at home plate with a little league home run. How about that? Hediger bounces one off the wall, and Willie Montero and Jackson Castillo unable to find the baseball, and Hediger ends up scoring. It's going to be ruled an error, but in my book, that's a Little League home run for Caden Hediger. So the Threshers now with a 1-0 lead on a leadoff something here in the top of the fourth inning. I'm still going to call it an inside the Parker, but it is going to be an error on the Tarpons as Aiden Miller takes the first pitch for ball one. 1-0 the score here in the top of the fourth inning. Threshers out ahead as Hediger just rounded the bases on a ball out to center field. Slider to the outside corner. It's 0-2. Miller grounded out to second his last time up. And now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball outside. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Miller now. The pitch from Gross. Slider outside. It's 2-2. Inside the park home run for Caden Hediger as the Threshers taking the lead here. And the pitch hit on the ground to short. Lombard waits on it. Picks it up on the hop. Sends it over to first in time for the first out in the fourth inning. So Miller is retired on his second ground out, and that will bring up the number three hitter. Keaton Anthony takes a slider for a called strike, just nicking the outside corner, and there is more of just the nasty sliders that we have seen time and time again. Now the 0-1, slider again, called strike again. 0-2 the count to Anthony as both of those sliders land on the outside corner. O-2 coming now to Anthony. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Two away. So two gone. That is the fourth strikeout of the game for Josh Gross. And now Jordan Fires coming up to the plate. 1-0 lead for the Threshers. Officially ruled an error on Willie Montero. That negates the inside the Parker from Caden Hediger. He will be charged with a run, but not an RBI of himself. And the Threshers lead 1-0 with a 1-1 count to Jordan Viers. He struck out swinging in his last at bat. One way out of the zone, and it's 2-1. Viers has quietly put together a solid on-base streak. 8 straight games he has reached since April the 25th. Now the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. He's one ball away from earning his 5th walk in the last 9 games. He's 7 for his last 30. With 4 doubles, a homer, and 4 RBI. So the power really starting to get there for Viers. 3-1 the pitch, fastball up and away, and it's 9 straight games reaching base for Jordan Viers. His longest streak of his career. And the Threshers have a base runner with 2 outs in the fourth inning. And big news coming out of the Florida Complex League. The Florida Complex League Phillies win on a no-hitter over the FCL Tigers at the Carpenter Complex as the first pitch misses upstairs to Devin Saltabon to make it a 1-0 count. 5-0 the win for the FCL Phillies. No hits allowed, and they walked five batters. So big congratulations to Enrique Segura, who was the pitcher who earned the win, and two more Phillies prospects combining on the no-no. They got two innings from Adelson Peralta and another scoreless inning from Yosbel Garcia. After six shutout innings, four walks, and five Ks from Enrique Segura, his first win of the year. It's a 2-1 count to Saltabon now as the fastball misses outside for Josh Gross. Viers is on first. He had six steals in nine attempts last season. He's over two this year. Saltabon holds up the swing. Appeal to the bases umpire says he did not go, and it's a 3-1 count to Saltabon. Saltabon grounded out unassisted to first his last at bat. Two for his first 14 over the first four games of this series. Like Owusu-Asiedu, he has played every game so far this week. 2-1, bouncer slowly rolling down the third baseline. Barehanded, but he lands Montero, can't make the play. And Devin Saltabon will reach first with an infield single. Third hit of the series for Saltabon, second of which that has been an infield knock. And now there are two on with two outs. For the Threshers is Preston Claiborne will come up and have a meeting with Josh Gross. Gave you the scores for the Philly FCL Phillies. That's the only game currently going on in the Phillies system. We're the only game currently going on for all the Threshers, for the Florida State League, and the baseball games don't start until the MLB games, don't start until about 3 o'clock. So we'll take a look at the Florida State League standings in the East Division. We are with the two teams in the Florida State League West Division. Threshers, the division leaders at 20-11, tied with Lakeland for first, seven games ahead of Bradenton in third, who are tied with Dunedin. Fort Myers is two games against the ahead of the Tampa Tarpons, who are in last in the Florida State League West Division. Swing and a miss by Jared Thomas to start off his fourth inning, and it's an 0-1 count. Two hits apiece, one error for the Tarpons, one run for the Threshers, as they lead it 1-0 with two gone in the top of the fourth inning. Two on, two outs, and the 0-1 to Thomas. Tap foul off of his own leg, and the count now drops to 0-2. Thomas has been a free swinger today, swung on two of the first three pitches as he grounded out to short in his last at bat. So it's an 0-2 count to Thomas. Now Gross scans the bases. He deals. Thomas drills this one deep out to right field. Montero going back at the wall. That ball's out of here. Jared Thomas with a three-run blast, and the Threshers take a 4-0 lead with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. There was some doubt about calling Caden Hediger's homer and inside the Parker. That was ruled an error. There is no doubt about this one. Jared Thomas sends a frozen rope over the right center field wall, and the Threshers take a 4-0 lead. So the Threshers have scored most of their runs this series with two outs. Thomas gets his first career home run. Big congrats to Jared. And the Threshers up by four with Bryson Ware now coming up to an empty set of bags in the top of the fourth inning. Slider outside, just missing for a 1-0 count. One-oh to Ware now as Gross winds and deals. Slider again. This one hits the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. 4 runs in the inning for the Threshers. 3 hits and an error. And the 1-2, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. But the Threshers do some damage. An error, age and inside the Parker from Caden Hediger. And Jared Thomas, with a three-run blast in the fourth inning, gives the Threshers a 4-0 lead. Four runs, two hits, one error, no one left. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Threshers ahead by four.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Casey Stewart gets a pop-up in the bottom of the fourth inning, but that one is destined for the seats. At a play as Dylan Hasso makes a fan's day, giving a kid a ball in with his school here on this noon game at Steinbrenner Field. 0-1 to Hasso. Breaking ball misses low and away. Count even at 1-0. Threshers ahead by four. Four-run fourth inning, in large part due to the home run by Jared Thomas, but whether or not they give it an error, you got to give Caden Hediger a lot of credit for getting the Threshers' first run. He hit a ball that hit the right center field wall on a fly, and as the catcher, he made it around the bases standing up. So a 3-1 count now to Hasso as Hediger behind the plate, with his fellow catcher, Jared Thomas, getting a home run. Line drive, base hit into right center field from Hasso. Despite the best efforts of the leaping Devin Saltabon, the ball rolls out to Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center field, who makes the play. Leadoff hit for the Tarpons. All three of their hits today have led off the inning. And Stewart hoping that third time is not indeed a charm for the Tarpons as he tries to keep Hasso in front of home plate. First pitch, fastball. Not sure where that missed, but it's a called ball one on Jackson Castillo. He led off the second inning with a double. First hit of the day for the Tarpons and for the Threshers, who waited till the top of the third to get their leadoff double. Breaking ball, missing outside. It's a 2-0 count to Castillo, center fielder for the Tarpons. 4-0 lead for the Threshers here with nobody out. And Hasso on first in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Hasso with a short lead off the bag. Keaton Anthony there holding him on. One steal in his own lone career attempt. The 2-0 is lifted into shallow left field. Viers towards the foul line, and that's going to drop in front of him, but it's foul. And the third baseman Ware on the backup as well, but it's a 2-1 count to Castillo. Hasso will return to first. And Castillo will return to the batter's box in a 2-1 count. Beautiful sunny day here at Steinbrenner Field, and a beautiful scoreline as well, with the Threshers leading 4-0. 2-1 count to Castillo, man on first and one out. as Stewart sets up and deals. Slider just misses inside, and it's 3-1. Dropped a bit low on Castillo, who's already drawn three walks in three games this series, today being his fourth game of the week. So now the 3-1. Line drive, foul, and that's going to go out of play to keep the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So full count to Castillo. We'll see if Hasso heads for second on the payoff pitch. He stays put, but he'll go to second anyway as the slider misses inside for ball number 4. Jackson Castillo has drawn at least one walk in every game he has played this series. With his 5th walk of the day coming in the 4th inning. Looks like it's Gustavo Armas coming out to the mound to have a chat with Casey Stewart as Willie Montero comes up to the plate. 2 runners on without an out yet in the 4th inning. Hasso on second, Castillo on first, and Montero coming off an error in the last inning that allowed the first run to score on a Caden Hediger, what started as an inside the park home run. So now Hediger back behind the plate after he has finished giving his signs to his infield. Double play depth for the middle infield against the right-handed hitting Willie Montero, who swung on the first pitch he saw in the 2nd inning and grounded out to Saltaban at second base. First pitch to Montero, slider on the outside corner for a called strike 1. Hasso on second, Castillo on first. 4-0 lead for the Threshers with no one out and 2 on here in the bottom of the 4th inning. And a balk is called, so each runner will advance a base. Hasso to third on the game's first balk. And Castillo moving to second. So the conventional double play is now off the table as Aiden Miller shifts a little further back and in between short and third. This one bounced up the middle off the glove of Stewart. Run will score, but Saltaban has an easy play at first. And it's an RBI on the ground out for Willie Montero. Scored that play 1-4-3 as Jackson Castillo moves to third. And Willie Montero picks up an RBI. So 4-1 the lead now for the Threshers. And Hans Montero, no relation to the man who just grounded out, comes up with a man on third base and one out in the 4th inning. Threshers infield surprisingly playing Montero pretty straight up. Slight right-handed shift, with Keaton Anthony pushed in at first to try and prevent a sacrifice bunt. So it's an 0-1 count to Montero as new baseball comes to Stewart. 4-1 the lead for the Threshers here in the 4th inning. Stewart, a look over at third base. He deals. This one looped in up the middle, and that's caught by Owusu Asidu. Getting back too late was Castillo, so he will not tag, and wisely so, as Avery Owusu Asidu threw a bullet home. That would have been the 3rd out. Now they're just 2 outs in the inning. Casey Stewart trying to change it and get the 3rd out against Kobe Morales. Kobe Morales, a first baseman by trade, has played both right and left field so far this series, a positional shift that's quite common among first basemen. And Morales struck out looking back in the 2nd. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's a 0-1 count. Man on third with 2 gone. That's where Stewart looks. He looks back homeward and sends the breaking ball just outside. 1-1 the count now to Kobe Morales. Four won the lead for the Threshers with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th inning. And the pitch cut on and fouled back. High bouncer into the Tarpons dugout on the first base side. And we drop to 0-2. So 1-2 count, man on third, 2 outs. 3-run lead for the Threshers. Stewart sets and deals. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Breaking ball on the outside corner. And that is strikeout number five of the game for Casey Stewart. The Tarpons, though, do get a run. One run scores on a hit, no errors, one man left, and it's 4-1 heading into the fifth. Threshers lead on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Raylan Heredia hitting 300 this series. Looking to keep things going for the Threshers, and he gets a hold of one. Deep out to left field to start off the inning. That ball's out of here. Raylan Heredia takes the first pitch of the fifth off the scoreboard. His second homer of the season, and the Threshers answer back with a run in the fifth and make it 5-1 on their second dinger of the game. Heredia still looking for his first home run at Bay Care Ballpark. Has now one homer in each of the past two road series. And if you go back to last year, three of the past four road series he's played in, as Owusu Isiedu pops one up foul to make it 0-1. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers. No one count to Owusu Isiedu. And Raylan Heredia, we'll tell you more after the 0-1. Slider outside. It's a 1-1 to Owusu Isiedu, who's 0-1 on the day. Heredia hit his first homer of his Threshers career in September of last year against the Palm Beach Cardinals at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Now the 1-1. Slider outside, and it's 2-1 to Owusu Isiedu. Then he hit his first home run of the season in Lakeland on Sunday. Less than a week later, he gets his second on the first pitch of the fifth inning. One run came across in the bottom fourth for the Tarpons, and now the Threshers regain their four-run lead at 5-1. Fastball on the outside corner. It's a 2-2 count to Owusu Isiedu, who struck out swinging back in the third inning. Has an RBI and a double already this series. He has played in all of the first five games. Time called by Owusu Isiedu, hitting 2-for-11 this series. He's walked three times, scored twice, and driven in two runs. Now the 2-2. Holds up the swing, but it's a called strike three on the fastball in the outside corner, and that's the first out of the fifth inning. So 5-1 the score now with one out in the fifth, and that'll bring up Caden Hediger. Unfortunate stat line for him right now. He had his inside the park home run called an error on Willie Montero, so he's technically 0-for-2, but he did score the first run of the game to lead off the fourth inning as the first pitch breaking ball drops at the knees for a called strike one. Hediger, switch hitting catcher, threw out almost 50% of his attempted base stealers last season while excelling at the plate in the Complex League, going 4-for-21 with 3 ribbies and 5 runs scored in 10 FCL games. He now faces an 0-2 count against Gross here. The 0-2, fastball low, it's 1-2. on the season. Hettiger's hitting 151 with a homer and seven RBIs. But he's 0 for 2 today with a run scored. 1-2. Taken the other way, but it's foul. Stays 1-2 to the switch-hitting catcher. He hit his home run against Bradenton, the first road series of this year, from the left-hand side. So that's where a lot of his power comes from against right-handed pitchers. 1-2, fouled away, and we'll do it again at 1-2. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers. Those five runs coming on four Clearwater hits. One run on three hits with an error for the Tampa Tarpons here in the top of the fifth inning. Now the 1-2. Outside, and the count evens at 2-2. So 2-2 with one out here in the fifth. Gross winds and deals. Swing and a miss, and there is strike three. Each pitcher is getting a large amount of outs on the punch out. Casey Stewart has struck out five, a season high for him. And that last punch out was the seventh of the ball game for Tarpon's pitching. Sixth for Josh Gross. Tommy Canely got one in the first inning. Now Aiden Miller up to the plate. He's grounded out twice, and he takes a curveball on the outside part of the plate to make it 1-0. Two gone, and the base is clear in the fifth inning. And now the pitch. Slider missing outside. It's 2-0. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, 5-1 lead after the solo home run to start off this fifth inning. Miller gets out of the way of an inside fastball, and the count is 3-0. And like Viers, Miller working on a sizable on-base streak, looking to make it 10 straight games since April the 25th. Here's the 3-0. Breaking ball, just catching the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Miller 13 for his last 38 with six RBIs, three walks, and two runs scored, including a four-hit game against these Tarpons on Wednesday night. 3-1. Fastball up and in, and the on-base streak is up to 10 straight games for Aiden Miller. Two-out walk once again for the Threshers as Keaton Anthony comes up to the plate with a big-time stealing threat over at first base. Miller now four walks in his 10-game on-base streak. Third Thresher this season with an on-base streak of 10 games or more. Trent Farquhar and Luis Caicuto, the other two, with Caicuto owning the longest streak at 15. Runner goes as the pitch misses for a ball. Throw into second is not in time. And Aiden Miller overtaking Avery Owusu-Asiedu as he becomes the first Thresher to 10 steals on the season. Pitch missed for ball one, so it's a 1-0 to Anthony, who has struck out twice, as Miller now leading the Threshers in steals. A much more cautious approach to stealing bases, but that's probably because the Threshers don't have the likes of Justin Crawford and Amarion Boyd at the first two batters of their batting order anymore. And, man, are those guys just unbelievably fast. They're now up helping the Jersey Shore Blue Claws on a 9-game win streak right now. 2-0 to Keaton Anthony. Miller inching off a second. The slider outside, and it's 3-0. And that makes seven of the last eight pitches as balls for Josh Gross. Struggling to put away the Threshers in the fifth as Anthony takes a four-pitch walk with two outs in the fifth. So back-to-back walks with two outs puts two aboard as the catcher Manuel Palencia bring George Lombard Jr. to talk to Josh Gross. Keith and Anthony, his third walk in his past four games during his now four-game on-base streak. So he's on first. Aiden Miller is on second, and I don't know is on third base, except third base is actually empty. I just like to reference that skit pretty much whenever I can. So the mound visit ends for the Tarpons. Manuel Palencia calls out the signs to the infielders, and Jordan Viers comes up to the plate for the Threshers, walked and scored on the home run in his last at-bat. He is 0-for-1, but his on-base streak is now at 9 games, second active on the team. Viers swings and misses at a low breaking ball, and it's an 0-1 count. Viers hitting had a .455 on base percentage in the postseason for the Threshers last year. This year it's a .316 as it's an 0-2 count with Viers back in the box. He grounded a ball foul that caused Anthony and Miller to leave first and second base as they now return to their spots. 0-2 to Viers now. He's got plenty of pop. A wheel and a throw to second base. Miller back in ahead of the Lombard tag on the failed pickoff attempt by Josh Gross. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers. 0-2 count to Viers with two gone in the fifth. The pitch. Viers takes the fastball for a called strike 3, but he challenges the call by Larry Pettis almost instantly, as he thought that was outside, and it turns out he was right. Successful challenge for Jordan Viers, and the Threshers live to fight another day. 1-2 count to Viers, Miller on second, Anthony on first, with two gone and one run already across here in the top of the fifth inning. Right on left is Gross, deals, bounce back up the middle by Viers. Lombard comes towards second base to make the play. He falls to the carpet, but makes the throw in time for the final out of the fifth inning. Raylan Heredia was all the Threshers needed run-wise. He got the Threshers' only run and hit of the inning. No errors and two men left aboard for the Tarpons. 5-1 lead at the halfway point of today's game. Threshers lead by 4.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Five-one lead for the Threshers here at Steinbrenner Field, and Tomas Frick leading off for his second at bat. He led off the third inning with a single, and Casey Stewart starts him off with a slider that makes it 0-1. So Frick 1-for-1 on the day, average above .362 now in limited action this season. 0-1 slider outside, and it's 1-1. Frick had a home run, his first of the season, earlier this week in the first win of the doubleheader and series on Tuesday for Tampa. Now Frick takes a fastball up and in to bring it to a 2-1 count. He's 1-for-1 on the day. Pair of hits on the series as he goes around on a breaking ball that just dropped right off the mat to even the count at 2-2. And that ball got him so bad that Frick needs a timeout. So he'll take some time, step back into the box in a 2-2 count. Stewart quickly into the pitch. A curveball hit in the air, deep out to left field. Fires going back, sprinting towards the warning track. That's going to bounce up and over the wall for a ground rule double. Tomas Frick halfway to the cycle in order with a single and now a double to lead off the third and now fifth innings. So that's hit number four for the Tarpons, who trail by four runs here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Manuel Palencia, flying out to right in his last at-bat, hitting about 270 on the season, is the Tarpons catcher. Man on second with nobody out in the fifth. And another leadoff hit for the Tarpons. All four of their hits now have led off the innings, and they've all happened in consecutive frames. One of the count to Palencia as the breaker misses from Stewart. And now he's set for the second pitch of the at-bat. He deals. Fastball, spanked foul. And that one goes down the right field line and into the stands to even the count at one ball and one strike. Casey Stewart, likely in his last inning of work, 75 pitches with 44 over for strikes. Season high, 5 strikeouts for Stewart as well. 1-1, swing and a miss. Gyro slider on the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Really fooled Palencia on that one. So 2-1 on and a 1-2 count to Palencia with no one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Stewart deals. Slap foul, and it stays 1-2. That one just grazed off the bat of Palencia and went into foul territory behind home plate. So 1-2 is the count. Nobody out here in the bottom fifth. Stewart deals. Ground ball hit over to short, and the runner goes to third easily. Millers looks him over there, sends it to first, and Palencia is out on a 6-3 ground out. But Tomas Frick moves to third on contact. Heads up base running to move him up a base, and that is something that the Tarpons certainly need. One on and a man on third, and George Lombard Jr. now at the plate. And Lombard has struck out twice against Stewart, so Casey hoping to give him another one. Two strikeouts, both looking as the ball gets away from the catcher. Hediger slides, tossed to the pitcher who's covering home, but the wild pitch proves costly as Tomas Frick scores. And it is a 5-2 lead for the Threshers here in the fifth. All runs have scored after the start of the fourth inning, where the Threshers had that 4-1 frame, one run in each of the fourth and fifth for the Tarpons, as they, again, trail by three. 1-0 to Lombard, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Righty's starting to get loose in the pen for the Threshers as the 1-1 fouled away, and it's 1-2. So Lombard taking time, picked one selection after Aiden Miller out of Gulliver Prep in last year's draft. Two high school talented middle infielders, but Lombard can't find the baseball. Casey Stewart extends his career best with 6 strikeouts, and now there's 2 away here in the fifth. Stewart 1 out away from securing a shot at the victory. That'll bring up Roderick Arias, who has flied out and grounded out so far today. Fly out to left in the first inning, and an unassisted ground out picked up by Keaton Anthony. That ended the third. 2 outs and nobody on for him. Threshers lead by 3, thanks to the wild pitch run from the Tarpons. Stewart is set. Here's the wind, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch. Fastball just missing, and it's 2-1. Stewart working quickly, deals. Fastball inside, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 2 outs. Stewart winds, kicks, and deals. Swing and a miss. I'm in the ladder on the fastball to get Arias to go and fill up the count at 3-2. Quick timeout for Arias. And we stand at a full count with 2 outs in the inning. Stewart, the payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball darts to the outside corner. And that's back-to-back punch-outs from Stewart and the fifth with his seventh strikeout, his best as a pro. Wild pitch scores a run on a hit. No errors, no one left. And we're through five full here at Steinbrenner Field. Threshers 5, Tarpons 2 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the sixth inning in the middle of the Threshers' order coming to the dish. 5, 6, and 7 as it's going to be Devin Saltabon, Jared Thomas, and Bryson Ware to start off the sixth inning. Still against Josh Gross. 1-0 to Saltabon as the slider misses outside. He got an infield hit in his last at-bat with Gross. Still surprisingly in the game. 72 pitches and 5 runs allowed. And there is going to be a defensive substitution. George Lombard now exits the game. He'll be replaced by Brenny Escanillo, also coming off the injured list recently for Tampa. The slider misses outside to Saltabon to make it 2-1. So with Lombard now out of the lineup, Brenny Escanillo, who replaces him, will play second base, and Roderick Arias will move to short as the breaking ball misses to make it a 3-1 count. And that one fouled away by Saltabon. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. So full count, payoff pitch to Saltabon, slice foul, we'll do it again. 5-2 the lead for the Threshers, 4 hits, no errors for Clearwater, 2 runs on 4 hits and an error for the Tampa Tarpons. Full count to Saltabon, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a run so far today. Payoff pitch, taken the other way into right center field. Montero going back to the warning track, and that's going to bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Devin Saltabon with a multi-hit game, racking up 2 hits for the third time this season, leading off the sixth inning with a double coming on a full count. And his bat is really starting to come around in these last couple of weeks, is Devin Saltabon. And that'll bring up Jared Thomas, rehabbing from Jersey Shore, and he will face a new pitcher. The night is finished for Josh Gross with 1 run already one run that could be charged to him sitting atop a second base, which could add to the five that he has already allowed. Four innings of work for Gross, six strikeouts, three walks, five runs, four earned, and four hits for Gross. New pitcher for the Tarpons. We'll tell you who he is when we come back.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Cade Austin is the new pitcher for the Tarpons, starting off Jared Thomas with a 1-0 count. Here in the top of the sixth inning, leadoff hitter was Devin Saltabon. He doubled, and that run could add to the five already allowed by Josh Gross. Came in on a piggyback of Tommy Canely as Austin makes it a 2-0 count to Jared Thomas. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers. Five hits allowed along with three walks as well as six strikeouts from Josh Gross. Next pitch is a breaking ball that's in for a called strike to Thomas, the first strike thrown by Austin so far tonight. Cade Austin, not the only Cade the Threshers have seen this week, 19th rounder out of South Carolina by the Yankees in last year's draft. He looks at Saltabon at second. Now the 2-1 taken right to the shortstop. It is Arias who sends it to first in time for the first out of the inning. Saltabon moves to third on contact. And Thomas advances the runner on the ground out for the first out in the inning. Cade Austin is 0-2, 19 and two-thirds innings pitched with an ERA at 3.72, 15 hits, 10 runs, 5 walks, and 24 strikeouts for the right-handed throwing Austin. Infield in as Ware takes this into left field for a base hit. Bryson Ware drives in Saltabon, and that will be an earned run to complete the book of Josh Gross. RBI number two of the series for Bryson Ware, and the lead up to 6-2 for the Threshers. So that's six runs allowed by Gross, four hits, three walks, six hits, and six strikeouts, in four innings of work. As the first pitch popped foul by Heredia for strike number one. So Ware is on first base. Had two steals for the Threshers last season. So far this year, he also has two steals, 2-for-4. The 0-1 pitch is sliced foul just over the Tarpons dugout on the first base side, and it's 0-2. Heredia went deep in his last at-bat. He has reached in 5 out of 6 games since coming on the injured list at the beginning of the month, and he's really starting to come around power-wise with those two home runs in the last week. 0-2 pitch, curveball at the knees for a called strike three. And that is the second out of the sixth inning. So two gone and a man on first base. Threshers lead back up to four as they have scored six runs in the past three innings. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu up at the plate. Struck out in both ways back in his first two at-bats. Owusu-Asidu pops his first pitch up foul. And now the count's 0-1. Well, that doesn't land too far from my booth here. So I'm going to have to go out of the booth just to get that foul ball. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. 0-1 the count. And here's some fans trying to help out the other when they find the baseball. 0-1, breaking ball missing inside. It's a 1-1 count. Owusu-Asidu on the season has one home run and eight RBIs as he has driven in two so far this series. He takes it the other way, but it's foul, and the count now 1-2. Owusu-Asidu, 20 years old, 2-for-10 in this series before tonight's game. Tonight he is 0-for-2 with his fifth and sixth strikeouts of this week's series. Two outs, man on first, and a 6-2 lead for the Threshers. Now Austin takes a long look in, and he deals. High fly ball, foul, will stay 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Owusu-Asidu looking to put the ball in play for the first time this game, with Bryson Ware taking a short lead off of first. And a pickoff attempt unsuccessful at first base. Ware's head first slide puts him back without a tag. So a 1-2 count still to Owusu-Asidu. Two outs in the sixth. And now the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Second strikeout for Cade Austin, but the Threshers get another run. Bryson Ware, RBI single after a Devin Saltabon leadoff single. One man left aboard, two runs on a hit. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers, 6, Torpins, 2.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Josh Bortka back out for his second rehab assignment as he hits the first batter he sees with a fastball. Dylan Hasso advancing to first on the hit-by-pitch, and the leadoff man in the sixth is on for the Tampa Tarpons. So Hasso on first. It's a 6-2 lead for the Threshers, though, as Jackson Castillo comes up with a man aboard and nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 6-4 in favor of the Clearwater Threshers. 1 error in favor of the Tarpons as the Threshers lead 6-2. New baseballs for Larry Pettis. Plate is clean, and we're ready to go with Josh Bortka. Fastball missing outside, and it's 1-0. Bortka played one game in the postseason last year for the Threshers after spending most of it in the Florida Complex League, despite starting the year with Clearwater. 1-0, fastball. 2-0, didn't miss by much. An inning and a third of scoreless baseball. Had some trouble in the ninth when he stranded the bases loaded, but induced a one-out game-ending double play that sent the Threshers to the Florida State League finals. And Bortka now rehabbing, likely to go back to Jersey Shore after his assignment is done. Bouncer up the middle. This could be two. Salt on backhands to Miller. On to first. Double play. And a glove flip by Devin Saltabon completes a clutch twin killing. 4-6-3. And just like that, the leadoff hit by pitch is erased off the table as Willie Montero comes up to the plate following the twin killing. Smooth moves by Saltabon and Miller on the double play, and there are two outs as Willie Montero takes a slider outside for ball number one. Bortka, fastball, slider, and a curve are his three pitches. The heater can hit up to 96 miles an hour. And now the 1-0 ground ball, base hit into left field as Ware unable to dive for it in time. Another two-out single. It seems like the only hits the Tarpons get are with the leadoff batters or in the last batters. Willie Montero now 1-for-3 at the plate with an RBI. And now Hans Montero, who has two flyouts to center field, will come up to the plate. Two outs and a man on first here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Saltabon toward shortstop. He's there. Throws in the one to first, and it gets behind Anthony and goes back to the wall. The runner heads to third base, so that is where Willie Montero will end up, and Hans will end at first on what's likely going to be an E4. Could still be an infield single. That was just not hit in an easy spot, and Saltabon really only had first to throw it to, and it looks like that's going to be an error on Devin Saltabon. So that's going to bring up what? I think they must have walked Hans Montero. Wait, no, he's on first with the error, and it's Kobe Morales at the plate, and I just completely lost my place. I apologize. 1-0 to Kobe Morales. I'm just waiting on the error to be ruled official as this one is blooped into foul territory down the third base line, where quickly runs and lets it go out of play. So, 6-2 the score. Hans Montero is on first base due to the error. Willie Montero is on third base after he singled. So runners on the corners with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 6-2 lead for the Threshers as the runner goes to second. Pitch misses for a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time. And a close call as Aiden Miller slapped the tag just a bit behind Montero, who gets the stolen base. It is ruled a single and an error for Montero. So he will get his hit as Hans Montero also gets a stolen base. 2-1, fastball gets away from the catcher, and that's going to bring up another run. Second wild pitch run allowed by the Threshers as Hans Montero moves to third, and Willie Montero moves in to score on the wild pitch to make it 6-3. To So a 3-1 count to Kobe Morales. Now man on third with two outs. And Hans Montero is the man on third base. Now Bortka deals. Fastball upstairs. That's ball four. And now the tying run will come up to the plate. Two singles and a walk this inning for the Tarpons. Kobe Morales at first. Hans Montero at third. And now Tomas Frick comes up to the plate, two for two with a double. And Gustavo Armas will come out and have a chat with Bortka as he tries to get the third out of what is likely to be his only inning of work today on the rehab assignment. The wild pitch that scored a run is officially going to be ruled a passed ball on Caden Hediger. As the mound visit continues on the hill for the Threshers. In the Phillies farm system, I already mentioned the Complex League no-hitter, but the rest of the games get started at 4:05 with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws looking to extend their lead and extend their win streak to 10 games. Braden Fosnot, a Thresher last season, has been outstanding for Jersey Shore so far this year. 3-0 record, the 1.35 ERA for the lefty. He's getting the ball for the Blue Claws tonight. Lachlan Wells, an excited Phillies pitching prospect, in Double A starting for Reading as the curve from Bortka starts off Frick with an 0-1 count. Doubleheader for Hartford and Reading. Last year's Thresher Connor Ash is getting the start for the Fightin' Phils in game two. Now the 0-1. This one hit in the air out to shallow left field. Miller going back. He calls everybody off, reaches back, and makes the catch for the final out of the sixth inning. So one run comes back for the Tarpons. That run comes on two hits with one error. And one man left aboard. We're through six full here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Threshers lead it 6-3.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
1-0 the count to Caden Hediger to start off the seventh inning. Cade Austin back out on the mound for the Tarpons as it's a 2-0 count to Hediger now starting off the seventh. Hediger's 0-3, but he got the first run of the game for the Threshers in the fourth inning, on inside the Parker called error by Willie Montero in right field. 2-1 the count to Hediger now as the fastball graces the outside corner. Working quickly is Austin. Here's the pitch. 2-1. Popped up foul over the Threshers dugout on the third base side. And we keep the count even now at 2-2. Six hits for the Threshers, six runs for the Threshers, three runs on six hits for the Tarpons, each team with an error here in the top of the seventh inning as Hediger takes a quick timeout, steps down and back in the box. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball missing outside, and it's 3-2 to the Threshers catcher. Bortka likely to only go the one inning, and Hediger might face a new pitcher, and he'll face a new direction as he'll turn around and walk to first base after the 3-2 pitch misses low. So Caden Hediger aboard to start the seventh inning. A leadoff walk. Leadoff man has reached base in one way or another in every inning since the third inning. Inside Rip Parker nullified by an error, but Hediger still came around to score as Miller takes a pitch for a ball. He has walked and stole a base. Also grounded out twice has Miller. 27 overall pick in last year's draft, and that gets him. Fastball runs inside on Miller, gets him on the left leg, and he'll jog that off. And just what a tough kid, 19 years old, takes a fastball right above the left knee and just jogs over to first base like it's nothing. Miller is certainly a guy committed to winning, and that is a strategy that one needs to be bought into if you're going to play for the Threshers. And Miller and the rest of the squad certainly are that. He is on first base with the leadoff man, Caden Hediger, on second. Still no one out with Keaton Anthony up the dish for the Threshers against Cade Austin. A glance at the bases for Cade. Breaking ball in the outside corner. It's an 0-1 count. Anthony walked in his last game. Four straight on-base streak for him. And a single in a pair of strikeouts for Anthony in his first two at-bats. Two on and no one out as this could change. Slow roller up to second base. Backhand flip from Ascanio to Rios on to first. It's a double play going 4-6-3 to move Hediger over to third and put two outs on the board in the seventh for the Tampa Tarpons. Now Jordan Viers comes up to the plate. Walk already to him today. A ground out and a strikeout as well for Mr. Viers. Bases now clear except for Hediger on third. Two outs in the seventh inning as Viers just needs a single as he pops the first pitch up foul over the Threshers dugout on the left side of home plate. So an 0-1 count to Viers, who walked and scored and is 0-2 on the day. Now Austin deals, breaking ball, low and in, and the count's even at 1-1. Strikeout in the second for Viers, walk in the fourth, and a ground out in the fifth. And this is more than that. Deep fly ball out to right field, and you can kiss that baby goodbye. Jordan Viers with the longest homer of the series puts the ball above the bleachers in right field, and the Threshers take a 7-3 lead. That ball was crushed by Jordan Viers. 8-3 the lead as Hediger was on third. Wow, that ball was just destroyed by George for the Threshers' third home run of the game. Two RBIs on the homer for Viers. His third of the season, tying Miller for the team lead as Devin Saltabon takes a 1-0 count. He's halfway to the cycle, 2-for-3 on the day as the slider misses outside to make him 2-0. Viers now three homers and 11 RBIs. And Saltabon taking a 3-0 count as Austin has not been able to recover and find the strike zone. 3-0 pitch, curveball on the outside corner. It's a 3-1 count now to Devin Saltabon, who hit his first two home runs of the season. couple weeks ago in against Bradenton as he lines a fastball foul to fill up the count, 3-2. 8-3, the lead now for the Threshers. I apologize for my bad math skills slash accidentally forgetting Caden Hediger was on third base. 3-2 the count to Saltabon, who has scored two runs, and he's hit by a pitch. Looks like he got it in the left wrist, and that one looks like it's Smarts as the Threshers coach is slowly walking toward him to make sure he's all right. As Saltabon taking some time looking at his left hand, and out comes the head athletic trainer, Samantha Myers, and as great as she is, this is never something that you like to see. Sam coming out of the dugout to make sure a player's all right, as Saltabon appears to be responding well to her prompt. Second Thresher hit by a pitch in this inning, and Saltabon appears ready to stay in the game. I don't think the same can be said about Kate Austin, as Jim Cooper, the manager for the Tarpons, is coming to the mound to pull Austin from the ballgame. He leaves with two outs in the seventh, a runner on first to his responsibility of him, and a new pitcher coming to the game for the Tarpons. 8-3 lead in the top of the seventh. Threshers out in front on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Montana Semmel in for the second time this week for the Tarpons, coming out with a man on first and two outs. Starts off Jared Thomas with a 1-0 count. Hard-hitting lefty catcher sends a 1-0 pitch into the air out to shallow left field. Coming in is Morales in front of the shortstop. He reaches up and makes the grab for the final out of the seventh inning. Jordan Fires with a two-run jack, Threshers' only hit of the inning, but it played it two runs. One hit, no errors, and one man left aboard. As we take it to the stretch, Threshers with runs in each of the last four innings lead 8-3.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Manuel Palencia strikes the first pitch of the bottom seventh foul. It's an 0-1 count to the Tarpons catcher, who's greeted by a new pitcher, Jonathan Petit, replacing another 2023 Thresher in Josh Bortka. One unearned run allowed on two hits, one inning of work, and one walk for Bortka. Line drive up the middle, base hit for Palencia, his first knock of the game, and the Tarpons' seventh to start off the seventh inning. And Tampa has had quite a lot of leadoff hits. Second inning, third inning, fourth inning, fifth inning, and now sixth inning have began with leadoff hits. So five of the seventh inning began with leadoff hits. Six of the seven innings for the Tarpons have had the first batter reach, even if Dylan Hasso was taken out on a double play after he was plunked to start the sixth inning. Now the leadoff man, Brenny Escanio, getting his first chance of the bat, replacing George Lombard in the infield in the sixth inning. Started off with a 1-0 count from Jonathan Petit. Loops one into shallow right center field, and that's going to go into no man's land, bouncing in front of Owusu Isiadu for a base hit for Brenny Escanio. Better lucky than good sometimes, as Palencia moves to second on a little blooper into no man's land. Back-to-back singles on the first three pitches of Jonathan Petit's afternoon. Petit wore number 40 for the Threshers last year, now wearing number 51 in his second season with Clearwater. Had a tough start to the year in Jersey Shore, but has settled down with the Threshers, making his fourth relief appearance for Clearwater in the month of May. Four and a third innings pitch, now five hits allowed, one run, two walks, and six strikeouts. But some trouble to start the seventh with two runners on and no one out as Petit steps off the mound with a dancing Palencia on second base. At the plate is Roderick Arias, who started the game at second, but Escanio took the place of Lombard and moved to second base. Arias went to short. Breaking ball gets back to the backstop through the glove of Hediger. And another wild pitch moves the runners across. Palencia to third, Escanio to second. And there is a 1-0 count on Roderick Arias. 0-for-3 on the day is Arias as the Threshers infield moves in slightly, but really only just to see the signs from Hediger. They're now playing back on the righty shift on the lefty shift against Arias with a third baseman Ware pinched in. Slider from Petit missing outside, and it's 2-0, part of the three-pitch mix the Venezuelan native provides. A fastball, slider, and a changeup for Jonathan Petit. One ball, one strike, the count. With man on second and third and no one out here in the seventh. Five-run lead for the Threshers, their largest of the afternoon. 1-1. Slider inside, and it's 2-1. Or I think it's 3-0. No, 2-1. I was right. Arias struck out in his last at bat against Stewart, and now Petit is ready for the 2-1. The pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Miller's got it. Only plays at first base, so a run will score, but the out is at first base as Arias gets the RBI on the 6-3. And the Threshers lead back down to four. Palencia scores. Escanio over to third on the grounder. And now there is one gone for Dylan Hasha. And the Tarpons have had a very interesting way of scoring runs today. Two RBI groundouts, an RBI passed ball, or not an RBI, two RBI groundouts, a passed ball and a wild pitch with men on third have made up the four runs for Tampa today. And that is still half of the Threshers' output as they are leading 8-4. 1-0 the count to Hasso, who scored on the RBI groundout by Willie Montero back in the fourth inning. Now the 1-0 to him, sliced foul, and it's 1-1, taking the slider from Petit back into the netting. Petit, 23 years old, played in extended spring training for a couple of weeks before he was one of the first call-ups to the Threshers last season. Now the 1-1, slider on the outside corner, and the count's 1-2. Petit started the season as a reliever, made his first relief appearance with an inning and two-thirds of shutout ball against the Tarpons here at Steinbrenner Field. And not too long after that, he became a full-time starter, a key piece of the Threshers' both regular season and playoff rotation. Now Petit facing the 1-2. Fouled away, will do it again as Hasso sends the fastball backwards. He is 1-for-2 on the day, singled and scored in the fourth, and was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. So one ball, two strikes, the count to Hasso. Man on third with no one out, as this is popped up in a shallow right field. Saltaban calls off Heredia, who then calls off Saltaban, making the catch on the run. Close enough that he prevents the runner from tagging. So good job by Petit to induce the weak contact, and there's two away in the seventh. Man still on third for Jackson Castillo. So two gone, the left-hand hitting Jackson Castillo up at the plate. First pitch fastball, just missing low, and it's 1-0. Petit has really improved his velocity on the fastball. Topped out at 93 last year, now it averages 94-95. Line drive right at Anthony, and it's caught for the final out of the seventh inning. Faster it goes in, faster it goes out, and Keaton Anthony gets a fist bump, well, a glove bump, I should say, from Petit as he catches the liner that ends the seventh inning. But another run comes across for the fourth consecutive inning for the Tampa Tarpons. Two hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. Threshers doubling up the Tarpons. They lead at 8-4 as we head to the eighth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
First pitch of the eighth inning is inside outed to the outfield, and it's an infield hit almost for Bryson Ware. Just a slow rolling grounder to second base. Brenny Ascanio had to make a long run, and Ware has put together a three-hit game for the second time this season. A double, an RBI knock, and that little dribbler over the right side of the infield make it eight hits for the Threshers as they lead 8-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Fastball darts outside to Raylan Heredia, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers right fielder. Home run already for him on the day. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball low, it's 2-0. Short leadoff first from Ware. He's 2-for-4 in steals this season as the curveball is left over the plate by Heredia, 2-1 the count now. Montana Semmel still on the mound for the Tarpons. In his second outing of the year, he already allowed two runs on the Jordan Fires home run in the seventh. Breaking ball, missing low and in, and it's 3-1 now to Raylan Heredia. Eight-four lead for the Threshers. Eight hits and an error for each side. 3-1 pitch, ground ball, base hit into left field, past the diving glove of Hans Montero. And Heredia has his second hit of the day, and Ware remains on second. Two knocks to start off the eighth inning for the Threshers, where they lead by four.
The center fielder, Avery Owusu.
That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Three strikeouts on the day for him, but he usually comes up bigger when there's something more on the line. And now Owusu-Asiedu has two very good runners on the base paths. Ware in scoring position on second, Heredia on first with no outs. This one grounded a short. This could be two. Arias to Ascanio on to first, and there's a double play that moves Ware over to third. 6-4-3 double play. The second of the game hit into by the Threshers, and now there's two away. Heredia out at second is Ware, their only runner remaining on the base for the Threshers. Just needs a little poke into the outfield from Caden Hediger, who is 0 for 3 with two runs scored and a walk. Hediger takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Two runs scored on the day for Hediger. E9 instead of an inside the Parker, as that one hits off the catcher's mask on the foul ball, and it's 0-2. O-2 the count as Larry Pettis cleaning the plate, taking some extra time after Palencia was knocking the mask off the foul deflection. So 0-2 the count to Hediger. Threshers lead 8-4 with a potential 5-run lead waiting on third base. 0-2 to Hediger. Now the pitch. Fastball outside. And now the count's 1-2. Samuel, one inning full now, 12 pitches, 8 for strikes. Came in after the hit-by-pitch to Saltaban following the Fires' two-run homer. 1-2, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-2. Hediger keeping poised at the plate and not swinging on the high cheese. Man on third with two gone in the eighth. 4-run lead for the Threshers, 2-2 to Hediger. And the pitch, curveball, called strike 3 as that one landed on the outside corner. So the Threshers strand a runner on third base for maybe the first time this game. They've done an excellent job of bringing guys home today. No runs for the first time since the third inning. Two hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-4 lead for the Threshers as Jonathan Petit comes back out for a second inning of work.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
A foul flare by Willie Montero to start off the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth, to be more precise. 9 hits and 8 runs for the Threshers. 4 runs and 8 hits for the Tampa Tarpons. 0-2 count as the slider cracks the outside corner to Willie Montero. Leads off the eighth inning. Hans Montero to follow him up, and Kobe Morales in the hole for the Tarpons. Each team with one error apiece as Petit sets up in the 0-2. Slider well off the plate, couldn't get the swing, and it's a 1-2 count now to Willie Montero. Slider just missing, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Slider just missing. Barely below the zone. Impeccable eye by Willie Montero to see that that missed it, as that looked like it was just going to drop in at the knees, but instead it's a full count from Petit to Montero. Payoff pitch, chopped down the third base line, picked up by Ware on the run. Tough transfer, but he keeps it in his hand and fires the throw to Anthony in time for the first down in the eighth inning. Bryson Ware doing it all on the move for the Clearwater Threshers as he secures the first out on a routine ground ball. Now Hans Montero, no relation to Willie, is up at the plate, singled and stole a base in his last at bat, but preceded by two flyouts to center field. Slider to the outside corner from Petit, and it's an 0-1 count to Hans Montero. Jonathan Petit has already had quite a ride. He's played in the Venezuelan League a couple years ago with Los Tiburones de la Guaira in the Venezuelan Winter League. Ground ball just past the diving glove of Ware, and a base hit into left from Hans Montero, his second consecutive single. And he is the second Tarpon with a multi-hit game today. Kobe Morales has 2 strikeouts, and Tomas Frick with 2 hits is on deck with 1 out here in the eighth inning. Hans Montero on first with a stolen base already, and now Kobe Morales up 0-2 on the day. So back to Petit. Pitch for Tiburones de la Guaira in the Venezuelan Winter League. Went 2-1 with a 2.83 ERA as the first pitch to Kobe Morales makes it 1-0. But Ronald Acuna Jr. on that team This was in the winter of 2022, heading into 2023. So right before Acuna broke out for his massive 40 homers, 70 steal MVP season, and then the ritualistic elimination in the first round by the Philadelphia Phillies. 2-0 the count to Kobe Morales, who walked in his last at-bat, struck out twice. 2-0 pitch, high bouncer to first. Anthony's got it, picked on a hop, sends to Miller for one. Petit covers first, he stays on the bag, and it's an inning-ending double play. 3-6-1 go the Tarpons, and the twin killing nips an eighth inning in the bud, and the Tarpons are held scoreless for the first time since the third inning. Jonathan Petit faces the minimum in the eighth, does allow a hit, but no runners are left aboard. To the ninth inning we go. Threshers 8, Tarpons 4, here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Chris Bowe, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, and a quick 1-0 start to the top of the ninth inning. Aiden Miller, Keaton Anthony, and Jordan Viers coming up for the Threshers as they lead it 8-4. Miller out in front of the slider, and he swings and misses to even the count at one ball and one strike. 8-4 lead for the Threshers, 9 hits and an error apiece. As we'll give you the Semmel's final line after this next pitch. The slider misses low and away, and it's 2-1 to Aiden Miller. Montana Semmel won't get a decision today. 2 hits and 1 strikeout. Only pitcher other than Tommy Canely for the Tarpons not to allow a run, as Miller will challenge the call. And it turns into a strike. It was the pitcher who challenged it, turning into a strike. So now the count is 2-2. 2-2 to Miller. Drills it high in the air, deep out to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. Off the foul pole. Home run. Fourth homer of the day for the Threshers, and Aiden Miller bangs one off the pole in left for his fourth homer of the season. 9-4 Clearwater. Leading off the ninth with a solo shot, and that could be the final dagger in the heart of the Tarpons, as Miller emphatically gets himself on the board. Jordan Viers just tied him for the home run lead in the seventh inning, and Miller follows with a solo home run. 9-4 Threshers, they have their most home runs in a game this season. And they lead by 5 as Keaton Anthony takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Two homers this series for Aiden Miller. And he is putting together a potential player of the week performance. Four games this week. He's got a hit in every one of them. As the slider misses upstairs to Anthony to make it 1-1. Today he is 1-for-3. So he's 7-for-16 on the week. Two doubles, two homers, seven RBIs. Slider outside, and it's 3-1. Anthony, a walk in the fifth. That extends his on-base streak to four games, but he's 0-for-3. Looking to get on base again against Bo, who deals. Slider misses well off the plate. Second walk of the game to Keaton Anthony, who is second on the Threshers in on-base percentage. Two walks in the game for Keaton. The Threshers have reached via the three free pass now five times. That'll bring up Jordan Viers, who had a two-run shot in the seventh inning, 1-for-3 on the day, with his third homer of the year as the fastball misses low and away to make it 1-0. Anthony's got good speed, two steals in two attempts for the 22-year-old. Now the 1-0 to Viers. Line drive, that's going to fall for a base hit into right field. Anthony will stay at second base as Jordan Viers has a multi-hit game. Hits in back-to-back ABs for Viers, and the Threshers now with 11, two of those hits coming this inning. So Viers on first, Anthony on second, still no one out, so Preston Claiborne will come have a chat on the hill with Montana Semmel. Still nothing much in the way of a scoreboard. MLB games don't start until 3 o'clock. When the Twins take on the Blue Jays. Florida State League games don't start until 6 o'clock. And the rest of the Phillies system, other than the no-hitter in the Complex League, doesn't start until 4:05. Always good to re-announce that. FCL Phillies hosted the FCL Tigers of the Carpenter Complex. Five runs on eight hits for the Phillies and a no-hitter, as they blank the FCL Tigers 5-0. First pitch is in for a called strike to Devin Saltabon, who is halfway to the cycle with a single and a double. He has scored each time he has hit the ball, 2-for-3, hit by a pitch in the seventh. Fastball missing upstairs to Saltabon, and it's 1-1. Saltabon was shaking off his left hand after getting plunked in the seventh inning. Great to see that he not only stayed in the field, but remains hitting after that hit by pitch, as the Threshers just had to send T.J. Walton to the injured list earlier today. 2-1 the count to Saltabon, who has two of the Threshers' nine runs scored. They lead by five once again. Threshers with their most home runs in a game at Saltabon's two home run performance. The Threshers had three long balls in the last home Sunday's win against the Marauders as a slider hits the outside corner to even the count at 2-2. Still no one out here in the ninth. Viers on first, Anthony on second, and the Threshers leading 9-4. And the 2-2 cut on and miss by Saltabon. He is down on strikes for the first K of the day by Chris Bowe. The Threshers as a team have walked five times and now struck out 11 times, as Jared Thomas will come up to the plate for the Threshers. He had the first home run of the season for Clearwater in the fourth inning, a three-run jack that put them out in front. Well, really emphasize that lead. Caden Hediger had an inside the Parker nullified by an error as the slider misses low to Thomas for the first run of the game. And Thomas hit a three-run homer in the fourth inning. So now the 1-0. Almost got Thomas. He turns away from the inside breaking ball, and it's a 2-0 count. Jared Thomas has had a nice rehab stint with the Threshers. Five-game hit streak for him, including that home run. He is 1-for-4 tonight, 7-for-his-last-18, with six RBIs on his five-game hit streak. He now faces a 2-1 count against right-hander Chris Bowe. Two on, one out, five-run lead for the Threshers here in the top of the ninth inning. Now the pitch to the lefty Thomas. Swing and a miss. Fastball jammed him inside, and it's 2-2. Threshers in control today, looking to take the series tomorrow against the Tarpons. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Now the pitch. Slider just missing outside. Good eye by Thomas, and it's 3-2. We'll see if the runners go. Just one out, so I'm thinking they're going to stay. Anthony on second, Viers on first. 9-4 lead with one out in the top of the ninth for the Threshers. Now the payoff. Taken the other way, right to the third baseman on a line, and the throw back to second gets away from the shortstop Arias, covering, saving the Threshers from just a wrong place, wrong time kind of double play. So just an L5 for Thomas, and we've got two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Threshers, though, no close to an L. They are up by five innings. And now Bryson Ware coming up to the plate. Two singles, a double, and an RBI, 3-for-4 on the day, as he lights the first pitch foul off the top of the netting to make it 0-1. Anthony remains on second, Viers on first, with two gone in the top of the ninth inning. Five-run lead for Clearwater as Bow winds and deals. Ware puts a charge into this on a line out to center field, but it's caught on the run by Jackson Castillo to end the ninth inning. The Threshers, though, get a leadoff home run from Aiden Miller. Two hits, no errors, two men left aboard for the Threshers, and they take a five-run lead into the bottom of the ninth. New pitcher coming on for the Threshers. 9-4 lead for Clearwater. Bottom of the ninth coming up.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Saul Terran on for the ninth inning, facing Tomas Frick, Manuel Palencia, and Brenny Escanio in a 9-4 lead for the Threshers. Wasting no time, Terran sends a fastball to the outside corner for a called strike one to Tomas Frick. Now, Saul Terran has been one of the most effective relievers in the Florida State League this season, and now he deals the 0-1. Frick lets the slider go low to even the count of one ball and one strike. In a 9-4 lead, this will be the first game this year where Terran has not factored in the decision. He has five saves in six appearances, and the only non-save appearance, as he gets a swing and miss from Frick, was a win. Terran, 1-0 on the season, five saves in five chances, and it'll be his first game without getting into the scoreline. Terran, one unearned run through his first nine innings of work. Fastball just missing the upper outside corner, evening the count at 2-2 to Frick, who is 2-for-3, a run and a double on his day. Now facing the 2-2 from Tehran. The line, the kick, and the pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air down the foul line on the first base side, and that reaches the seats, keeping the count at 2-2. One of the reasons Tehran is so effective is because it's rare to see a closer with a five-pitch mix. The Venezuelan native, 22 years old, has been with the Phillies since 2022, brings a four-seamer, a two-seamer, cutter, slider, and a change, with his four-seamer averaging around 92-93. 2-2 count now to Frick, who bounces it foul down the third base line, and we stay at 2-2. 9-4 lead for the Threshers. Each team with an error, Threshers with 11 hits to the Tarpons 9. Timeout called by Frick, the designated hitter, and the only Tarpon with multiple knocks other than Hans Montero today with their only extra base hit aside from the first inning. Now the 2-2. High fly ball. Fair territory on the third base side. It's Miller who lines up behind Ware, reaches back to make the catch in front of the oncoming Viers for the first out in this ninth inning. So a battle of an at-bat for Frick. 7 pitches, but it ends up in a pop-up to short for the first out in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Manuel Palencia. 1-for-3 on the day. 1 run scored, scoring on the RBI ground out by Arias in the 7th inning. 0-1 to Palencia, who has a hit in each of the last 2 games for the Tarpons, as Tehran deals. Slider hit in the air out to right center field. Long run for Owusu Asidu. He's on his horse. He's not going to get there, and the ball one hops the wall. Goes over the head of Owusu Asidu, who barehands it and sends it into the cutoff man to keep Palencia at second with his second double of the series. So one out double for the Tarpons, their third extra base knock, first one that didn't lead off an inning, as Jackson Castillo led off the second with a double, and Frick led off the fifth with a double, and Palencia a one out two bagger in the ninth inning to put a man on. Rare to do against Saul Tehran. He has now allowed just 7 hits over his first 9 1/3 innings of work. That'll bring up Brenny Ascanio, who singled in his lone at-bat in the 7th, taking a first pitch for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 3 strikeouts for George Lombard, who came off the injury list and is being eased back into the lineup by Jim Cooper. So Ascanio taking his place in the field and in the order after the pitch is challenged. Larry Pettis taking some time to get from the third umpire, looking for the challenge on the pitch. Man on second with one out in the 9th inning. And the pitch turns from 0-1 to 1-0 as Ascanio now facing a 1-0 count on the successful challenge of the pitch from Tehran. It's Palencia on second, not a threat to steal. And a 9-4 lead for the Threshers with one gone in the 9th. The pitch from Tehran, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Tehran earned the win in the Threshers' last divisional series game. 2 shutout innings against Lakeland in just his 6th career game as a Thresher. He had 5 relief appearances for Clearwater in the regular season, where he allowed 5 runs in 9 innings of work. Now he has a 1-2 count on Ascanio, thanks to a changeup that tapped the outside corner. 1-2 the count with 1 out in the 9th. Ascanio back in the batter's box, 1-for-1 on the day for the switch-hitting infielder. Tehran, a look over at second. Now the 2-2. All right, now it's 2-2, and I thought it was. I just set the count wrong. 1-2, and looks like I finished my coffee a little bit too early on this morning game. Don't worry, guys. I'll pack more for tomorrow's Sunday noon game. 2-2, 1 out, 9-4 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the 9th inning. Tehran, a look at second. Now the 2-2, hit the other way, and it's a base hit into left field. Runners will go station to station as Escanio has his second hit of the day, and Palencia remains on third. So back-to-back knocks off of Tehran, not something that is easily done. And out comes Hediger to call out the shift to his infield. It'll be a double play shift with Miller shifting towards the middle of the infield. And Saltaban in between first and second base against the lefty Rodrick Urias. Well, switch hitter Urias, but he's hitting lefty against the right-handed hitting right-handed throwing Tehran. RBI ground out for Urias in the seventh, and he's 0 for 4 on the day and now faces the 0-1 count. Tehran did not allow a run in April. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's 1-1. Just allowed one unearned run on his last outing, a two-inning save against the Braden Marauders on Sunday, April the 28th, the last game the Threshers played at BayCare Ballpark. He's had two saves, including one in Game 2 with a doubleheader this week in his two appearances in May. Now it's a 2-1 count as the changeup missed outside to Rodrick Urias. Started the game at second base when Escanio, who's on first, came in. Escanio played at second, and Urias was moved to short. Now the 2-1. Curveball on the inside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. You've got Palencia on third and Escanio on first. Runners on the corners for the Tarpons with one out in the ninth inning. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Tehran deals. Fastball just missing the outside edge, and it's 3-2. Escanio's got speed, so he might head to second on the payoff pitch. Palencia will stay put at third. Three balls, two strikes, one out. And Tehran leaned in for the sign. Now he's got it. Three on the pitch clock. He deals. Runner goes. Pitch misses outside for ball four. And that's going to load up the bases. Escanio on second. Urias takes his place on first. And Manuel Palencia remains at third as Gustavo Armas will come to the mound for another mound visit. Let's look at the standings one more time. Three teams tied in the entire Florida State League with the best record in the first half. Threshers in Lakeland lead the way in the West Division tied with Tampa at the bottom of the frame. 10 games out of first place. The Jupiter Hammerheads tied with the Threshers and Flying Tigers with a 20-11 record, tops in the league. Daytona, the Threshers' next opponent, is 18-13, 2 games out of first place. Palm Beach, 3 games out of first at 17-14. St. Lucie, 8 games out of first, 12-19 in last place. And the Threshers and Flying Tigers, the only two teams in the West Division that have winning records, with Bradenton and Dunedin tied for third, 7 games out at 13-18. Now Dylan Hasso, reigning Florida State League Player of the Week, up with the bases loaded, takes a slider on the outside edge for a called strike one. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth and is 1-for-3, scored and after he singled back in the fourth inning on an RBI ground out by Willie Montero. 0-1 now to Hasso, one out and the bases jacked. Slider missing outside, it's 1-1. Urias is on first, Escanio on second, Palencia on third for the Tarpons. And the tying run potentially in the on-deck circle, if and only if Hasso hits a granny. And Tehran trying to prevent any runs from scoring here in the ninth, as he does so well. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. That one looked like it was going to fall over the plate, but just shifted to the outside. What a pitch by Tehran for the second strike. So 1-2 count to Hasso. Bases loaded, one out, and a 5-run lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Back-to-back nasty sliders from Saul Tehran as he gets his first strikeout of the inning for the second out of the ninth inning. So the bases still loaded. Now Jackson Castillo coming up to the plate. Tehran, 22 years old, now with 18 Ks on the season. And Castillo, the last chance for the Tarpons. doubled in the second. He walked in the fourth and is 1 for 3 on the day as he fouls the first pitch from Teron back into the backstop. So 0-1 the count as a new set of baseballs coming to the home plate umpire in Larry Pettis. 0-1 to Castillo, who lined out directly to Keaton Anthony in the seventh inning to end the frame in his last at bat. Now he's got an 0-1 count, and Teron hoping he ends the game. 0-1. Curveball on the outside corner, and now the Tarpons down to their final strike. 9-4 the score, 11 hits each, one error each. The Threshers just making the most of their chances here in Tampa. 0-2. Fastball missing upstairs. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Every pitch could be the last for the Tarpons. Teron deals. Fastball just missing low and in, and a new baseball will be given to Saul Teron. 2-2 the count to Jackson Castillo now, with Ascanio on second, surrounded by Palencia at third and Arias at first base. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now as Teron leads in for the sign from Hediger. He's got it, loads the ball up in his black glove, sets it at the belt. 7 on the pitch clock, the 2-2. Struck foul, and we'll do it again as that ball will reach the seats behind home plate towards the third base side. Still a 2-2 count to Jackson Castillo. Two balls, two strikes, two outs once again. Teron deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and that's the ball game. Back-to-back punch-outs with a loaded set of bags, and Saul Teron keeps the score at 9-4, stranding three runs on two hits in the ninth inning as the Threshers use four home runs to take a 9-4 win. They lead the series 3-2 and come back to try and win it on Sunday in Tampa tomorrow afternoon. Noon first pitch, and I'll have the pregame show just before first pitch here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Time for a quick recap of today's action. Four home run day for Clearwater, and then we'll send it to the end of the game. So things started on the third pitch of the fourth inning when Caden Hediger hit a pitch from Tarpon's hurler Josh Gross off the right center field wall. He made it all around the bases on an inside the park home run that was ruled an error on Tarpon's right fielder Willie Montero to score the first run of the ballgame. Jordan Viers then drew a walk with two outs and moved to second on an infield single by Devin Saltabon. On an 0-2 count, Jared Thomas hit a home run to right field to extend the Threshers' lead to 4-0. The Tarpons added their first run in the bottom of the fourth to make it 4-1 Threshers. On the first pitch of the fifth inning, Raylan Heredia hit a solo home run to left that brought the Threshers' lead back up to 4. The Tarpons got one back in the home half of the fifth after a wild pitch made it 5-2. Saltabon hit a ground rule double to force the Tarpons to pull Josh Crows from the game in the top of the sixth inning. After Saltabon moved to third on the ground out, Bryson Ware sent the first pitch of his first at-bat against Cade Austin out to left for an RBI single. That gave the Threshers a 6-2 lead. The Tarpons scratched together a run in the sixth to cut their deficit to three runs. Hediger led off the seventh inning with a walk and moved to second after Aiden Miller was hit by a pitch. After a double play brought two outs in the inning and moved Hediger to third, Viers launched a 1-1 pitch over the right field wall for a two-run homer that increased the Threshers' lead to 8-3. Two singles and an RBI groundout brought the Threshers' lead back down to 4 as the Tarpons added another in the home half of the seventh to bring the score down to 8-4. Aiden Miller led off the ninth with a solo home run off of Tarpons reliever Chris Bowe to bring the advantage up to 5. Tampa loaded the bases in the ninth inning, but couldn't bring another run home in a final score of 9-4 with the Threshers getting the victory. Casey Stewart earned his third win of the season. 7 strikeouts, a career high for him in 5 innings of work. Saul Tehran doesn't get a save, but a noteworthy performance. Two hits and a walk allowed in 2 shutout innings with 2 strikeouts to end off the ball game. And the loss goes to Josh Gross. 6 runs allowed on 4 hits, 4 innings of work, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. The Threshers' starting pitcher for tomorrow is to be determined, and as is the outcome of this series. Threshers looking to take their 5th series win of the season and their 2nd of a 12-game road stand before they head back home against the Daytona Tortugas. Threshers 9, Tarpons 4. That's how today's game ends. My name is Josh Sperber. Just wanted to thank all of you for tuning into today's broadcast. We hope you'll join us on another Sunday afternoon game as the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons to try and take the series. Threshers win 9-4. Thank you all for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night.